Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins reminded those who attended this year's Critical and Strategic Minerals Summit that Interior Alaska has a rich mining history, but he says there's a long way to go before mining development can take off once again in the region.
I think one of the pieces that I certainly hope to see some actions this year and next year as we see our congressional delegation moving forward with one-stop permitting, and if that really comes to pass and we can really put some of that in place, we don't have to wait 12 or 14 years to get permits.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is a ranking member of the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. She delivered her address via DVD. She told the crowd that the permitting process for natural resource development across the nation needs to be reworked.
At the moment, the U.S. is tied with Papua New Guinea for dead last in the world in the time that it takes to make a yes or no decision on permit applications.
Aside from permitting woes, newly named State Senate Majority Leader John Coghill addressed another major issue he says hinders the industry in Alaska.
One of the overarching issues you're going to hear talked about over and over and over again in this legislature is how do we get energy to those areas. You're sitting in a town right now that feels the pinch of high energy costs that just has to be cracked.
Representatives from Alaska's largest native corporations were joined by international industry leaders from Germany and Japan. State Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan told the crowd the goal of the meeting was to stimulate private sector investment in Alaska's mineral resources. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.